All right, listen, good work today. Both sides, good work. We're getting better. You got to keep pushing, right? Nice! Holy, holy! Can't think and chew gum at the same time, man. Did you drop that ball? Hey, you squeeze that son of a buck like a wild man. Let's be different. Let's be a little different.
You ever say anything, dude? They tell me you're like the funniest guy on the team. Crack a joke, do something. But
I want to hear you just say something. Come on, get up here, man. Get up here. Put that baritone right there. Come on, baby. All right, here we go.
And I have to ask you, year two, what excites you about this team?
Well, I think the continuity, the work level that the guys are pushing through year two. It's one thing when you're fresh and you don't really know what to expect.
You're bringing energy right here, baby. Let's go. Second series attitude.
Are you willing to come back and knock on that door again? And they're willing to do that.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
And so I've appreciated that. And that means we can get a lot done and we can get better. Back and forth challenging every day in the offense and the defense. Special teams, the guys are hustling and working. I mean, you know, it's a good working atmosphere right now.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get in this huddle and get ready to rock and roll right here. Let's go.
One thing that's been neat to see is you and Alex.
Bang! Nice, nice eyes!
What about your relationship with him and the communication with him?
Yeah, well, Alex is a smart guy, and he's always trying to get better. I mean, he still wants you to feed him more and more.
Bam! Nice!
It's important, I think,
pinpoint accuracy,
that you and the quarterback are kind of seeing things the same way.
Man on the inside.
Alex is checking with us to make sure he's seeing it the same way we're seeing it, and you love that attitude.
What about the other three quarterbacks so far?
I think they're doing a nice job. Chase obviously is ahead right now, but he's having a real good camp. The other two young kids are just competing every day, trying to get better, and it's fun to watch. And they're both doing a nice job.
What about your additional pieces this year, like a DeAnthony Thomas, or if Kelsey's healthy? And what about Nile Davis? Has he jumped up a notch?
Yeah, you'd say with Nile that he's worked so hard this offseason that he's taken another step in this camp. It looks like he's got a better feel for everything. You add DeAnthony into the mix on the offensive side, and right now he's doing a heck of a job. He's an explosive player. And Kels, you add Kels into the mix, and all of a sudden you've got this group of tight ends that are playing pretty good football right now. He feels strong. He's making plays out there.
How much does all that help Jamal Charles?
Well, if you can spot Jamal every once in a while, the guy doesn't want to come out of the game. You got to like drag him out of the game. But if you can do that, you get these other guys in there, and they're explosive players. So then you have a nice little mix.
Last year, your offensive line averaged 24.4 years of age. What about a young offensive line that got younger on you?
Yeah, listen, I've never cared about youth. I've always played young guys if they were the best. I'm going to play the five best guys. Don't really care where they play.
But if we're not finishing up front, right, that's what kills you. I know it's not going to all look pretty, but you can finish. But
you might get your tail kicked one play, and the next play you're going to come back and you're going to take care of business. So you have five of them working together with that same mindset, and that's hard to beat right there.
To the untrained eye, it looks like you have an embarrassment of riches at outside linebacker. What about your front seven as a whole and those outside backers?
Well, I think outside linebacker is one of our stronger positions. You need that in a 34 scheme.
Is defense a little bit emotional? Yeah. Yeah, like it's an emotional thing, man. Have a little fun being the best.
We need to continue to get better fundamentally, keep working our steps and our hands, explosion off the ball, our reads, all those things still need work. That's what camp's for. But we've got some real good players. And then inside linebacker, I can find a lot better in the business than DJ, so he's doing a nice job.
Need you, man. Need that energy, man.
We added Joe Mays to the mix. He brings tremendous leadership and energy to that group. And then JMJ comes in, and, I mean, he can cover like no other. So it's good to have him healthy again and playing.
What about your corners and safety so far in camp? What are you seeing?
I like the competition in the secondary. Nothing's quite set yet, but they're working, man, and they're challenging each other. And you're seeing guys rise up, the Parkers and the Coopers, and Smith is getting better, and you got Barry back there, and that off safety position. I mean, you got like two or three guys that are just knocking it out, trying to get in that position. So you can't help but get better doing that.
All right, field goal, field goal.
It looks like one of the hottest battles. What about that competition between Ryan Suckup and Cairo Santos?
Yeah, well, Ryan's been there. Ryan's worked a couple things, and he came into this camp strong. And then Santos is about half the size of Ryan, but he's got an absolutely strong leg. And all of a sudden, this thing, it's a duel. I mean, we're in there, and we're rocking and rolling every day. They're going back and forth. And so Tobe's really up the competition there, and they're keeping stats on everything. So it's pretty awesome to watch.